Kobe, how's the Achilles and just the body in general?
Body feels good. You know, Achilles is tight.
Wait, so when did it, was it anything that you retweaked or something that's going to happen?
No, I just jammed it up there. On a turnaround shot, jammed it up pretty good. Couldn't shake it loose.
He's got some treatment at halftime. What do you think for tomorrow? Is it going to be one of these things where it's just day-to-day?
Yeah, I mean, give him my best shot. You know, we'll did some work on it already. Do some more work on it tomorrow.
Before the game, you said taking 2 weeks off is not on the menu. After something like tonight, will you rethink that?
No, I don't think so. You know, 2 weeks is a long time. But, you know, it doesn't feel like a two-week injury. I've had those before. It doesn't feel that way.
What about the reaction you got from the fans tonight?
That was awesome. It's awesome. You know, I'm looking forward to coming back here for the last time.
So you had a conversation with Jerry out here. How did that go?
Oh, it was great. It was great. You know, we talked about old times a little bit. And I hadn't seen him in a while, so it was good to catch up with him.
Kobe, what's your favorite memory playing here in Utah?
You know, all the wrestling matches that we have playing. Man, you know, this is the most physical team. One of the most physical teams I've ever played against. And the official tonight, Danny Crawford, looked at me at the start of the game and he said, "Is that you and Matt Harper talking?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "You guys hated each other when you played against each other, you know." And that's what it was like. You know, we used to just have so many dog fights. And you know, that's what I enjoyed most about playing against this Roman team.
You feel lucky to be able to have sort of a goodbye tour like this. A lot of players don't have this opportunity.
I do. I feel lucky to have been able to play this many years. And, you know, I feel very fortunate to be able to go around the league this way and really say thank you to the fans for everything that they've done for me.
Kevin, what do you think that you still got some dudes at all times out there?
Thanks. I mean, that's, you know, man, it's awesome.
With just your Achilles, like during the game, are there certain things that maybe has kind of varied throughout the week?
Yeah, there are certain things. I mean, it's, you know, jamming a heel up a little bit, you know, pushing off the tone in an explosive manner sometimes does it. And I just, you know, tweaked it and I couldn't shake it loose. Man.
How do you try to compensate for that limit, things like that?
Try to play a little more flat footed. You know, try not to go to the basket as much and hope the jump shot's falling. This way you don't have to penetrate as much either.
Is your shoulder sore too, or is it just the Achilles?
No, the shoulder felt okay tonight. I mean, it wasn't as bad as it's been in the past, but I feel like I've kind of turned the corner a little bit with the shoulder, knock on wood.
Kobe, how do you feel about all the all-star votes that you're getting?
I'm very thankful. Surprised, pleasantly surprised. And, you know, look forward to hopefully being healthy and going out there and playing well.
Are these young guys getting any closer to getting it, to understanding the game?
Well, it doesn't seem like it tonight. I mean, you know, it was a drubbing tonight, but been playing much better as of late, so you can't let this knock you back too much.
What's the biggest thing you're seeing that they need to pick up?
I think it's just execution stuff, defensive stuff, not leaving strong side corner shooters. You know, how to chase around screen roll action. You know, how to stick to the body and stay on top of guys as they penetrate, sort of thing. I mean, just little details.
Kevin, now that it's obviously different than what you had before with all the off-court treatment and stuff, but just now that the Achilles happened, what additional things have you had to do this past week?
Just more modalities and icing down and strengthening and stretching, all the fun stuff.
You notice that the older you get, it maybe gets a little bit harder to bounce back and stuff like that?
Oh, of course. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, certain things that I wouldn't worry about back in the day.
Wrap it up, guys.
When did you start this? Like in your career?
2003, probably.
Yeah, 2003
I had the ice daily because I had a torn piece of cartilage. I was sitting right in the joint line, so my knee was like the size of a volleyball virtually all season. So I had the ice. You know, prior to that, I mean, it's crazy to think that I wasn't ice at all. That's crazy. Or stretch.
Do you have any funny interactions with Jerry Sloan back in the day?
Oh, I'm sure we've had several. I can't remember any off the top of my head, but I'm sure we've had several. I'm sure.
Thanks, guys.
Cool.
Yeah.